Paper charts were once the norm for keeping track of patients, but in 2019, health providers keep electronic health records, or EHRs.
As more practices got the EHRs going, they needed more help learning how to use it, how to pull out the data, how to understand the data, and then start using it in increasingly more integrated ways.
That's Lisa Bergeron, director of the Illinois Health Information Technology Regional Extension Center. Bergeron's group is headquartered at Northern Illinois University and helps health systems improve their overall care. She says one way to improve electronic records is more training for doctors and nurses.
They have to learn, and then what's the order of things and who pushes the button to get the prescription sent over, you know. So there's a lot of workflow things, and that is an ongoing need.
But an increasingly specialized group of workers interacts with records on a day-to-day basis. The cornerstone of this is a registered health information technician. These workers require at least an associate's degree, and their training covers health, technology, and business. Waubonsie Community College Associate Professor Patricia Ciccone says one particular skill covers all three subjects.
With all of this electronic information or data, we have to pull information from it. So the big drive right now is really looking at data analytics and data management.
The emphasis on data has driven graduates to pick up other qualifications during their careers, such as coding credentials. Emily Yu is the main medical records custodian for Northwestern Medicine. Yu said when taking down medical records, the cardinal rule is to document everything.
Whether that be your prescription order sent over to Walgreens or your yearly checkup with your primary care provider, all of these very different scenarios are a part of your medical story and need to be documented as part of the legal medical record.
Internally, records access is on a need-to-know basis.
The registration people only have access to see appointments, that kind of thing. So it's a very, IT sets it up that it's very role-based access-wise.
If the records are confined to a single healthcare system, patients have relatively easy access. But some patients, in categories such as genetic testing and mental health, require extra authorization even if it's their own records. Waubonsie Community College professor Patricia Ciccone explains.
We have to remind them of the rights that they have for that that disclosure that they have, but they also have the right to privacy and confidentiality.
Northwestern's records are relatively simple to access because their hospitals use the same software, known as Epic. Illinois Health Information Technology Regional Extension Center Director Bergeron says this is the Cadillac of EHR software, but can be out of the price range of smaller providers. Instead, she says they turn to a variety of different systems. It's even harder to relay records between healthcare systems. Bergeron says state government set up an organization in 2009 called Communities of Illinois Health Information Exchange. Among its services was a central point for admission, discharge, and transfer records. But that didn't last. She said vendors basically put the exchange out of business. Ciccone says these centralized databases also faced logistical issues.
I think the biggest challenge for that is what we call the master patient index, making sure each patient in the system is only in once, so every person only has one record and not shadow records, as we call it, or we have people, multiple people in the same record.
The Communities of Illinois Health Information Exchange shut down earlier this year, but a consultant later recommended that Illinois follow the organization's same approach. Bergeron said such a venture would require state support. She hopes Illinois can collaborate with neighboring states to continue to improve how medical records are stored. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.